5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, COP26. What exactly was accomplished during the first week of the big climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland? Well, a promise to reverse deforestation. Not a bad thing, of course. And over 40 countries, led by the United Kingdom, have agreed to phase out coal-fired power. That's going to be a little more problematic. Once again, big names missing from that list, including significantly the United States, China, India, all of whom use coal in a large way to produce the electricity those nations need, and Australia, the world's leading coal exporter. So without those nations on board, really nothing in the way of significance in terms of getting rid of coal power. As I mentioned the other day, China has already begun construction over the last 12 months of more new coal-fired power plants than the rest of the world has decommissioned over the last year combined. Meanwhile, attendees at the conference were provided a 60% meat or dairy menu that possessed a high carbon footprint and thus allegedly contributed to global warming. According to the menu from the catering company, what's being served to the elite at the COP26 summit include haggis, hamburgers, beef, ramen, fish, and venison. And the carbon footprint of each of those menu items very helpfully listed on the menu. According to the WWF, that's the World Wildlife Foundation, not the World Wrestling Federation, we need to get the carbon footprint of the food down below 0.5 kilograms of carbon dioxide emitted per meal, half a kilogram per meal of carbon dioxide, to reach the goals outlined in the Paris Agreement. This statement is included in the online menu for the attendees at the conference. But based on the rating system at COP26, the Scottish beef burger had a carbon footprint of 3.3 kilograms of carbon dioxide, while the haggis, neeps, and tatties utilized 3.4 kilograms of carbon to produce. In other words, almost 7 times more than what's necessary, according to their calculations, to reach the goals set forward in the Paris Climate Accords. Now, to put all this in perspective, the average meal consumed by a citizen in the United Kingdom is based on about 1.7 kilograms of carbon dioxide emitted per meal. The attendees at the COP26 Climate Summit eating meals that produce twice as much carbon dioxide than the typical meal of the typical citizen of the United Kingdom. Hypocrisy? You betcha. I'd like to know, where are the worms and beetles and insects that they want us to eat to save the world? I'm not joking. You can find articles about this, insects as substitute protein sources, at the World Economic Forum's website, which I remind you is driving this agenda. Between the pandemic and climate change, they hope to convince us to welcome a global government for hashtag Great Reset. In fact, here's the article right here. That's good grub. We mean grubs, as in mealworms. Not on the menu at COP26. Bugs for thee, not for them. Topic number 4, China. Satellite images showing that China has built mock-ups of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier and destroyer in the middle of its northwestern desert. Why would China do this? Well, the obvious answer, of course, is target practice. The independent U.S. Naval Institute said the mock-ups of U.S. ships were part of a new target range developed by the People's Liberation Army. It's not clear from the images how many details were included in these mock-ups, but the USNI identified features on the destroyer, including its funnels and weapons systems. In other words, giving them specific points to aim for as they are working on how to destroy American naval warships. These images were captured by Maxar Technologies, a company based in Colorado, dated Sunday, so these are fairly recent. And again, they show the outlines of a U.S. aircraft carrier and a destroyer on a railroad track in the middle of China's northwestern desert. And as we discussed yesterday with Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, China's military upgrade and its focus right now is on countering U.S. naval forces. This includes development of land, sea, and air-launched missiles to repel and sink opposing vessels. Most obvious weapon in this regard, land-based DF-21D ballistic missile known as the Carrier Killer. Topic number 3, hold the vax. President Biden last week the administration of President Biden finally published its OSHA regulations requiring employers with more than 100 employees to have them all vaccinated by January 4th or begin and or get them tested weekly or begin racking up fines of up to $14,000 per infraction. But that is now on hold. As of this weekend, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered the vaccine and testing requirements halted pending review. The court said, quote, the petitions give cause to believe there are grave statutory and constitutional issues with the mandate, end quote. Labor Department's top lawyer Seema Nanda said the administration is prepared to fight this in court. Under the mandates, again, companies with more than 100 employees have to ensure that their staff is vaccinated by January 4th or begin testing on a weekly basis, and unvaccinated workers are supposed to start wearing masks at the office beginning December 5th. Now, more than two dozen Republican-led states filed lawsuits on Friday challenging this mandate. The Fifth Circuit issued its order in the case filed by the state of Texas. In St. Louis, Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt filed a challenge on behalf of 11 states in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. Other challenges, Kansas, Kentucky, Idaho, Ohio, and Oklahoma, Tennessee, and West Virginia, all in the Cincinnati Sixth Circuit Court, and Alabama, Florida, and Georgia filed a challenge in the 11th Circuit based in Atlanta. We'll see what happens there. Topic number two, Travis Scott. I have to confess, I'd never heard of Travis Scott before this weekend, but that says more about me than it does about him. This young man, 30-year-old rapper, apparently fairly popular. This is the cover art from his 2018 album called Astro World. I'll put it up on the screen so you can see it more clearly. It depicts a family walking into a representation of Travis Scott's head, which appears to be the entrance to the netherworld. This is not really surprising. Apparently, this is the kind of imagery that he appreciates and enjoys. Sadly and tragically, eight people died, hundreds more seriously injured during a performance by Travis Scott last week in Houston at the Astro World Festival, the festival named for his album Astro World. Videos shot with mobile phones at the concert show just absolutely horrible scenes with thousands of concert goers packed into one giant mass held in place by immovable steel barriers. Limp bodies shown being lifted out over the barriers and the show going on, finally stopping when Scott noticed the flashing lights of an ambulance slowly moving through the crowd. One young woman posted a video to TikTok, quote, we were in hell. We were all suffocating. Everyone was standing on our tiptoes with our chins up, gasping for air. Our bodies were suffocating so bad that people were bleeding out of their mouths and noses. There wasn't anything anyone could do. People were screaming, bloody murder, begging for help. The ground was covered with bodies, end quote. Now, Scott has a history of encouraging this kind of unsafe behavior at concerts. In 2015, he pleaded guilty to reckless conduct for encouraging the crowd at a Lollapalooza festival to jump over security barricades. 4 years ago, 2017, he was arrested for inciting a riot at a concert in Arkansas and again pleaded guilty. Well, this came to my attention on Monday. I'd heard about the story, and I just, okay, just one more concert where tragedy took place. But the imagery of the concert, I hadn't been aware of this until this morning. I've checked my Twitter feed, and musician and filmmaker John Dutoit, who directed the film Hoaxed by Mike Kernovich a couple of years ago about how the media is gaslighting us, John posted this to his Twitter feed along with these images. The fallen angels first descended on Mount Hermon in the days of Jared, so they could sire the hybrid demons and defile humanity's bloodline. The gates of hell are at its base, the Grotto of Pan. Mountains are symbolic of portals from one dimension to another. And you see here, and again, I'll put this up on the screen so you can see this closely. You can see a portal or transformation taking place there as the characters in blue transform into these fiery characters in red. Now, John Dutoit is clearly aware of the work of Dr. Michael Heiser and the unseen realm, the divine counsel concept. I know that he's read some of our books here at from Defender Publishing, and so he's aware of what's going on here. I had missed this, so credit to John for making me aware of this. This is disturbing. Furthermore, Travis Scott, if you haven't been keeping up with the Kardashians, he is the father of a child by one of the Kardashian sisters, Kylie Jenner. Kylie, one of the five daughters of Kris Kardashian, the others being Kim, Khloe, Kourtney, and Kendall. Kris likes that alliteration, apparently, and apparently she's the one who got to name all the kids. Anyway, all of the young ladies are fashion icons, and to be quite honest, they've all had work done. And I'm not talking about facial work or lip plumping or whatever. It's a lot of work to add padding in various places, especially Kim. And it is to the point where they look less like normal 21st century women and more like those little statues of Neolithic fertility goddesses. And I don't think that's a coincidence. Now, I realize to the secular world, I'm going to sound like an absolute loon for saying all this. Quite frankly, if I'd been able to fast forward in time from 25 years ago and my past self saw future self talking this way, I probably would have thought I was an absolute loon. But as a Christian, if you understand that we are in the middle of a supernatural battle against the principalities and powers and cosmic rulers over this present darkness, this kind of thing should not take us by surprise. And we need to be prepared to explain why things like this are happening to our children and to those around us who don't understand why bad things like this happen. This is deliberate. I don't think the Kardashian family, quite honestly, is as famous as it is by accident. I mean, those girls, quite bluntly, are famous mainly for being airbrushed. That's really it. The whole family, from Bruce, Caitlyn Jenner, on down, it's one big spiritual psyop, leading children in this direction. And again, as Christians, we need to be able to explain what's going on here, the supernatural worldview, the divine counsel concept, and who our true enemies are in this world around us. It's not politicians of the other side, principalities, powers, cosmic rulers over this present darkness. Coming up, another spiritual psyop, our Martian savior. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Basically, you would be trapped inside of this stoic little creature that doesn't even if you could, even if you wanted to, you don't have the reproductive organs to even engage in the satiation of your sexual desires. You're literally in the most unattractive body you could possibly imagine if you're a demon.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. DefenderConference.com.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD, Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time star god, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with the Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, our Savior from Mars. Yeah, he looks like a kid, but he claims he is from Mars, a refugee from a nuclear holocaust on the Red Planet. He's described as a child genius, Boriska Kiprianovich, who's 15 years old, surprised professors back in 2011. He appears to be a child prodigy of sorts. Viral video back in 2017 went viral, warning the Earth that we're going to destroy ourselves just like the Martians did if we don't change our evil ways. Now, this sounds like the plot from 1951's The Day the Earth Stood Still, from which Josh Peck and I took the title of our 2017 book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, because these kind of warnings have been delivered to us from space saviors for quite a long time. The young man is warning the Earth will face the same fate as his people. The boy remembers how he was a Martian pilot who traveled to Earth after Mars was devastated by a nuclear war. He calls himself an indigo child. It's a phrase that some of us have heard over the last few years. Says that Martians are immortal, stop aging at about the age of 35. Well, we'll find out soon enough whether or not he's telling the truth. Clearly, he's not. He is either inventing a story for attention or he is delusional. But sadly, I bring you this story because there are people in this world today, otherwise rational, fairly productive people, who will be more inclined to believe this than the eyewitness testimony of those who witnessed the risen Christ. That's why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that Jesus, after he rose again from the dead, appeared first to Peter, then to James, then to 500 brothers at once, most of whom were still alive. He was telling the church at Corinth, I know this sounds fantastic, but resurrection of the dead is a key component of Christian doctrine. And if you don't believe me, the witnesses are still walking around Jerusalem today. Send witnesses, send messengers to Jerusalem and ask around. They will confirm what I am telling you. Again, as Christians, we need to be prepared to explain this to our children, our grandchildren, to other skeptics, because stories like this are not uncommon in the UFO community. And there are people out there who will more readily believe this than the testimony of those who saw a man rise from the dead 2,000 years ago. This is why we are debuting Josh Peck's excellent new documentary, The Great Delusion, as part of our virtual conference countdown. Through January 15th, you can watch this along with 24 cutting-edge presentations as often as you like. Watch the presentations in any order that you like. Invite your friends and family over. Bring over a church group. Have a Bible study in front of some of these presentations. The UFO phenomenon is not an exercise to figure out how our space brothers managed to cross the vast distances between the stars. It is a spiritual quest. Sharon, Josh, we can attest to this. We went to Roswell in 2017. Tom Horn sent us for the 70th anniversary of the Roswell crash. The people who were there weren't trying to figure out how to build a spaceship to travel to Alpha Centauri. They wanted to know, where do we come from, why are we here, and what happens to us when we die? Dr. Stephen Greer, the leading light in the contactee movement. That's what he's all about. It's about reaching out telepathically to the aliens so they will teach us how to Ascend. Don't miss this. Take advantage of it. Through January 15th, these will be available on the internet for you to watch on your schedule. DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. The Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel. We will be back in Israel, God willing, sooner or later. We're keeping a close eye on the situation with the Israeli tourism ministry. Now that they've got a government that's going to be in place for a while, they passed a budget last week. We may get some clarity on this. We've got a note out to Aaron Lipkin of Lipkin Tours. But right now, March 20th through April 4th are the dates. And you can find out more about the tour. Reserve your place. And Aaron has promised that if we need to reschedule and you can't accommodate the new dates, or if there are requirements for travel that you cannot abide by, you will get your deposit back. So there's no risk to you. Again, find out more and reserve your place online. SkywatchInIsrael.com. SkywatchInIsrael.com. The Great Delusion is the topic for the next couple of weeks on Skywatch TV, our weekly broadcast program dealing with the new documentary by Josh Peck. Joe Horn, Tom Horn, the Skywatch investigative team, are they angels? Are they demons? What are the so-called extraterrestrials? You can see an excerpt of the film in this week's broadcast show, and if you want to watch it over the air, the broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but we'll broadcast on your schedule. All you need to do is add the Skywatch TV channel to your Roku or Apple TV set-top box, or just download our mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Get you all of our video content, Skywatch TV's regular weekly broadcast program, plus our new program, Simply His, Return to Eden, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, and Unraveling Revelation, and of course these daily news updates as well. All of that, plus news the mainstream media wants you to miss, and a calendar of our upcoming events. The app works on Android devices, iOS devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, and we have links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar there for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.